Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim, and we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah talks about the mitzvah of pur chametz, as we discussed Erev Pesach, except in the particular case of the Mishnah, we're talking about when Erev Pesach happened to fall out on Shabbos. Arba Asar Shecholias B'Shabbos. If the 14th of Nisan, the day that you're supposed to do the pur chametz, falls out on Shabbos, so that means the first night of the Seder is Matzah Shabbos. Sunday is the first day of Pesach. Mevarin es hakol melefnei haShabbos. You should do bir chametz for everything. We're going to see everything means it encompasses both chulin, which is something that is able to be eaten by everybody, and truma, which is only eaten typically by the kohen. All that should be mevayer, you should get rid of it, you should burn it before Shabbos. Since you're not allowed to burn chametz on Shabbos, so therefore you should get rid of everything before Shabbos, except for that food which you want to eat on Shabbos. So for example, if you need to have for the Shalosh Sudos on Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah, and you're not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach, so therefore you're going to put aside challah, so that chametz that you're going to put aside to eat on Shabbos, that's okay. But all the excess chametz that you don't plan on using and consuming over Shabbos, that you should be mevayer over Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. Divrei Reb Meir. These are the words of Reb Meir. The Chachamim Oimrim. The Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say, Bizmanan. The regular time that you're supposed to be mevayer the chametz, which means on Shabbos, the 14th in the morning, that's when you're going to be mevayer the chametz. Obviously, we're not talking about burning the chametz. You can rid yourself of the chametz without burning it. You can give it to animals to eat, or you can give it to others, non-Jews, to eat. Or, in our days, we take the leftover chametz and we flush it down the toilet. You'd be mevayer the chametz. Chachamim say you should do it bizmanon, Erev Pesach, even if it comes out on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik says, he sort of makes a compromise, and he says, Truma milafnei haShabbos. Truma you should get rid of before Shabbos. Since Truma is something that is limited in terms of who can consume it, it's only meant for the Kayin, and you can't even give it to the animals to eat. So therefore, to leave that over for Shabbos, since it's limited as to who can eat it, you're going to have problems, and therefore he advises to get rid of it before Shabbos. However, chulin, which is subject to be eaten, is able to be eaten by everybody, and therefore it's most likely that it will get eaten and be disposed of on Shabbos. So therefore he says that you should get rid of on Shabbos, and you don't have to worry about getting rid of it before Shabbos. Bartanur tells us that in terms of halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, and therefore truma you should get rid of before Shabbos, and chulin you can leave even on up until Erev Pesach on Shabbos. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin talks about a bunch of cases where a person has a conflict where he's going to do a dvar mitzvah or other important cause, which we'll see later, like a sakana, he's trying to save individuals from a sakana, so he's doing something that's just a mitzvah or an obligation, and he remembers as he's on his way to do this mitzvah or this obligation, he remembers that he forgot to be mevar his chametz. So what does he do? Says the Mishnah, ha'haylech lishchot es pischai. If somebody is going to do the shechita of his korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah, obviously, or another case of a mitzvah, he's going to do a bris milah on his son, or he's going to join a sudas erisin, a special meal that was a sudas mitzvah when a person became betrothed, engaged, so that was a suda that they had the custom of doing in the house of his in-laws, and that was a sudas mitzvah. Beniskar, and then he remembered as he was involved in any one of these things, which are dvar mitzvah, sheyesh lo chametz b'sech beisa, that he left chametz in his house. So what does he do? Says the Mishnah, im yachal lachzor l'varir, if he has time to go back and to be mevar the chametz and get rid of the chametz, v'lachzul mitzvah asai, and still have the opportunity to return and do the mitzvah. He'll be able to continue with the Shechitas Karban Pesach, or the Bris Milah will not be delayed and be done by somebody else. So if he can do both, yachzav yivar, let him go back and take care of the bir chametz, v'imlav, and if not, mevatle beliboy. Then he can be mevatel the chametz in his heart and nullify it with bittel. As we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, min ha-Torah, you don't have to do bedika or bir. If you do bittel, you nullify it and you say that it should be hefker. So then, min ha-Torah, you're not over by your rabbi yimotzer. And so therefore, in this case, if you couldn't be mevar the chametz and then make it back in time to complete the mitzvah that you were involved with, then you should just do bittel. What if the next few cases are cases of sakana or suffix sakana? Lahatzel min agayis, to save individuals from soldiers that are pursuing them, umin hanar, or from a river that is flooding over, or min alistim, or from robbers. We're talking about robbers who are life-threatening, dangerous. Min adleika, or from a fire, min apilus, or from debris that fell down, a wall or a wreckage of a home or something that fell down, and he's worried about saving the people potentially that are inside that could be in sakana. So in this case, you shouldn't weigh, do you have time to go back, or do you not have time to go back? Yevatel beliba, you should be mevatel beliba, you should do bittel, and nullify whatever chametz you have in your rishus, and go ahead and take care of this situation, which is a sakana. However, says the Mishnah, v'lishpa shvisa s'rishus, if somebody wants to do a shvisa, he wants to rekona a place, a resting place in a home, le'inyan tchumin, so that the next day, Yom Tov, it should be considered that he should have the ability to go 2,000 amis from this place. And so he was on his way to be kona shvisa in a certain place to allow him to expand his ability to move around on Yom Tov because of the union of Tchumin. So if it was a Shvisus or a Shus, he was just doing it, well, not for a Dvar Mitzvah. He wanted to expand so he can socialize or go visit certain individuals. It's a Shvisus or a Shus. Yachzamiyad. That's not something that's a Dvar Mitzvah. It's not something that's a Sakana. So you should return to take care of the Chametz that you forgot in your house. However, says the Bar Tanura, that if he wanted to be Kona Shvisa in this place, to extend his ability to walk around on Yom Tov in order that he should be able to go to a base Avel, to visit an Avel, or a base Mishteh, or for a Dvar Mitzvah to go to a base Mishteh, let's say it was a Shever Brachas or something. So that is a Dvar Mitzvah, or the Rashi says another example is he wanted to go Mivavaker to Mekabel his Rebbe on Yom Tov, on Shalosh Regalim. So all these things are a Dvar Mitzvah, and if he's doing the Kona Shvisa in that place for a Dvar Mitzvah, that would not apply Yachzer Miyad. It would only, in those cases, he would be allowed to go ahead and do it. He could be Mevatel Beliboy if he doesn't have enough time to get rid of the Chametz and be kind of Shvisa. The only case of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Shvisa Sereshus, is where there is no Dvar Mitzvah involved. In that case, Yachzer Miyad, you should return and get rid of the Chametz, do with your Chametz, and then that's the end of it. With this, we end Mishnah Zayin, and look forward to continuing next with Mishnah Ches. Thank you.